This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, the world's richest man, and three crewmates soared high above the Texas desert aboard his space venture Blue Origin's New Shepard launch vehicle on Tuesday and returned safely to Earth, a historic suborbital flight in a new era of private commercial space tourism. The 57-year-old American billionaire flew on a voyage lasting about 10 minutes and 20 seconds to the edge of space, 9 days after Briton Richard Branson was aboard his competing space tourism company Virgin Galactic's successful inaugural suborbital flight. Bezos gave a thumbs-up sign from inside the capsule after landing on the desert before stepping out wearing a cowboy hat and a blue flight suit and giving company employees high fives. The mission was part of a fiercely competitive battle between Bezos' Blue Origin and fellow billionaire Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic to tap a potentially lucrative space tourism market estimated to be worth $3 billion annually in a decade. Branson got to space first, but Bezos flew higher in what experts call the world's first unpiloted space flight with an all-civilian crew. The head of the organizing committee for the Tokyo Olympics on Tuesday did not rule out a last-minute cancellation of the global sporting event amid rising coronavirus cases that continue to present mounting challenges. Asked at a news conference if the games, which are due to open on Friday, might still be canceled, Toshiro Muto said he would keep an eye on infection numbers and hold discussions with organizers if necessary. COVID-19 cases are rising in Tokyo, and the games, postponed last year because of the pandemic, will be held without spectators. Japan this month decided that participants would compete in empty venues to minimize the risk of further infections. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is V.